That was Carpe Diem Live from Einklein China's Palomino. I'd like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. Three games were on tap for August 24th. The Spokane Indians shaded the host Hillsboro Hops 1-0 as Kyle Carrolls doubled off Jose Cabrera, which was a lone hit for the visitors, which plated Dylan George in the top of ninth at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. Meanwhile, the host Tri-City Dust Devils shaded the Eugene Emeralds 2-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. The visitors Everett Aqua Sox and Vancouver Canadiens went extra innings as both traded one run each in the 10th inning, and Jackson Hornung hit a double off Tyler Cleveland to plate Peyton Williams as the host Canadiens walked off the Aqua Sox 3-2 in the bottom of 11th in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. On August 25th, Hillsboro shaded Spokane 5-4, highlighted by Gavin Conticello's two-run home run off Kate Denton in the bottom of 8th. Vancouver grounded Everett 6-1, and Tri-City tripled up Eugene 3-1. There were two venue changes on August 27th. The host Spokane blanked Tri-City 6-0 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The visitors Everett thumped Eugene 12-7, highlighted by six runs in the top of 5th at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon, and the host Hillsboro hopped over Vancouver 9-5, highlighted by six runs in the bottom of 8th when Gino Gruber hit the eventual game-winning three-run home run off Grayson Thurman to give the Hops a 7-5 lead over the Canadiens, followed by Jack Hurley's solo jack off Thurman in the same inning, bottom of 8th at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. On August 28th, Everett stunned Eugene with three runs in the top of 9th as Jarrett Sundstrom hit a three-run home run off Hunter Dula, which gave the Aqua Sox a 7-4 lead and eventually defeated the Emeralds 7-5. Spokane exercised Tri-City 9-5 with four runs in the bottom of 8th, and Vancouver thumped Hillsboro 10-5 with runs in five innings, where the Canadiens scored three in the top of 9th on the Hops. Four games were on tap for August 29th, including a doubleheader. Eugene defeated Everett 5-3 in Game 1, highlighted by Bryce Eldridge's two home runs, but the Aqua Sox turned the tables on the Emeralds with a 7-5 win in Game 2, where Lazaro Montes whacked two three-run home runs, the last of which was off Daniel Blair in the top of 6 and was the eventual game-winning home run. Meanwhile, Tri-City stunned Spokane with three runs in the top of 10th to win 3-0, and Hillsboro shaded Vancouver 4-3. Three games are on tap tonight. Everett continues in Eugene at 6:35. Tri-City renews in Spokane Valley, also at 6:35, and Vancouver renews in Hillsboro at 7:05.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, the first half division winner, are also first in second in the second half with a 35-22 record as an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 34-23. The Hillsborough Hobbs, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 28-29. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are fourth at 28-30. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are fifth at 24-33. And the Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are last at 23-35.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Zeus' self-titled album. The tune is Vertiges. I'd like to provide updates on the Man Cup, which determines the annual Senior A Men's Box Lacrosse Champions in Canada, fought between BC and Ontario champions at this time. On August 25th, the host Six Nations Chiefs grabbed a 3-2 series lead after an 8-5 win over the Peterborough Century 21 Lakers at Iroquois Lacrosse Arena. On August 27th, the Six Nations bested Peterborough 11-8 at Peterborough Memorial Center as the Chiefs won its second straight major lacrosse crown and will host the 2024 WLA champions, the Victoria Shamrocks, for the Man Cup 2024 when its schedule was released on August 29th, with the first game on September 6th at Iroquois Lacrosse Arena.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
I would like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Well, fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15th, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. Excuse me. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release. Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029, when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP may kick in and continue until 2024, for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. Over the weekend, several SPS officers attended several community events, according to the surgeon Jack Kosa's Twitter page, retweeted by the SPS, which tweeted the first day of orientation of its newest recruits in Class 175 on August 26, followed by deploying 11 more officers to Surrey's policing operations the next day on August 27, joining over 200 SPS officers already deployed. Also on August 27, some SPS officers attended a crime prevention town hall hosted and tweeted by Chamber of Commerce serving East Surrey, along with MP Carrie Lynn Findlay, the MP for South Surrey White Rock, along with Surrey Crime Prevention Society at Campbell Heights. On August 28th, the current recruits in Class 175 received their necessary equipment, including duty belts, for Block 1 training, according to the SPS Twitter. Let me look if they have a new... if they have the latest numbers. If they updated the latest numbers. The SPS currently has 370 sworn-in officers, 67 employees. That was what I found out, according to the Policing Transition page, as early as this morning. The numbers have stayed at 370 sworn police officers with 67 civilian employees at this time. Today, the SPS also tweeted that last week its Community First unit partnered with RAP Society and Options BC for a pop-up vet clinic this past week at Tet Kun Towers. The SPS is slated to become Surrey's POJ on November 29th, 2024.
Can you protect your keys? Simply attach a WarAmps key tag to your key ring. If you lose your keys, the WarAmps can return them to you by courier for free. WarAmps key tags, they're free and they work. Order yours at waramps.ca.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for listening to episode 33. Of the Steve Chong Show. Part of in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune B44, it's Wiki and Tony Seltzer's 14K Figaro. The tune is New Religion.
Start to listen to the force in him. Can't be forced to go along with something that's not him. I'ma start my own religion, not some bullshit non-profit. Y'all ain't saw my vision, I'm butter with it. Got butter fingers, ain't caught it. After calling all attention to it, had to prove it so they don't confuse how I got it. Or the real prophets chill with prostitutes and kill coppers. Why you still talking? Only thing I'm counting is my losses. Only thing that is amounting to is more bars. I need more parts. I need more ink for this feather. I don't drink much, but this weather. Think I might have to sleep one in for good measure. I got better, I'm not ever gonna stop. Depression's my pleasure, makes me a more precious rock. A treasure, a gem. Just suggested to buy my record. Get my best effort to let you in. To the facts, since before I brought back the fitted cap, didn't cap. Why I feel disrespect when they don't give me dabs. When they pass, used to get to me. But now it gives me laughs, cause they rejected me and now they kiss my ass. We don't gotta get into that stuff. Ball out, all out, stunt. Do what you want. Who's to tell you what is what? I had to tell you. Sometimes the facts could come back and tell you. Could derail you. Stab you in the back and pale you. Had to be picky pad when you feed these chickies facts. Leave the biddies mad in their bags. I ain't hearing that. Are you serious? Been in that since I could remember. In the bad version of the bag. Sad, never sent it. Now I'm in my Birkin. Drop a couple stacks. Purchase what I wanted. Pop a couple tags. Yeah, I work for that. Now I'm a stun on it. Hash my blunt on it. Hardly wanted it. Done with it. After I wipe my. Come with it, everything comes to an end. And starts again for some of my friends. Just good riddance, put my trust in them. Into the good Christians, I'm a bad Catholic on a good mission. Spastic, but give a good listen. But your standards, don't expect me to just get along with it. I couldn't adhere in one out the other ear. Couldn't see linear, it was all jumbled. Wasn't jogging for what I thought, what I wondered. wasn't on the chart. What I was involved in wasn't taught. You don't gotta get into that stuff. Ball out, all out, stunt. Do what you want. Who's to tell you what is what? 30. From when they birthed me to my grave dirty. After getting made purdy by the mortician. What's the cost of what they call tradition? Can't convert me. Ain't gonna be working straight laced in my late 30s. With a fake purpose, some company made for me. Come on, come for me, can't turn me. You, me, came in the game early. Was a youth stains on my shirt when I still came early. One thing I can't do is cave. Let the game indie mainstream side thing. A main girly, take my one earthly possession, my discretion, my obsession with seeing something beyond the lenses, with finding something beyond the lessons taught by the clergy or the reverends. Even agnostics caught in it, locked in their religion, the system that they was tossed in. I've been tossing source, different type of locked in since I dropped in. Not talking Tony Hawk shit, different type of dropped in, talking about the cipher off the top shit. Matter of fact, talking Tony Hawk shit, take my name, make a profit off it, talking boss shit, graduate the more markets, see beyond it, concepts, king is corn spit, conquest, I'm taking orders, but let you rock with what you got, on to the next, plot to spread thoughts, progress, it's all part of the process, on your mark set, go start walking, long road to run, mountainsides, marshes, but when you come close, start jogging, see a light through the darkness, parched but waters waiting across the arch. Need to make an offering before you make your final crossing.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.